This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You've just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15, to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
As we yield to our deacons and our ushers for our tithes and offering.
Train might be too late.
the sound that saved a wretch like me. Once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Most eternal and sovereign God, Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Dear God, we thank you now for another day, oh God. A beautiful, sunshiny day, my Lord. One that we have never seen before. Oh God, we thank you for being God and being God all by yourself. And most of all, my Lord, we thank you, O Lord, for being no respecter of persons. O Lord, we thank you for your grace that we did not deserve. We thank you for your mercy that keeps us from harm's way. We thank you for a loving hand to rock us with, O God. But, O Lord, we thank you for a strong arm and a powerful hedge about our lives. And Father, we know that we didn't get this far by ourselves. We know, Lord, that if it were not for you being on our side, and if you would withdraw yourself from us, where, oh God, where would we be? Father, we're leaning and depending on you now. Oh, God, we're standing in the middle of your prayer house. And, Father, we are in need of a blessing.
Go ahead, son. Go ahead on.
And Father, we ask for your anointing to rain down on us, Lord. Saturate us, oh, Lord. down below the bone and the marrow, down to the soul, oh God. Lay upon us, Father, your praise garments, Father. A garment of praise that we may praise you, give you honor and glory, all that you so richly deserve. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Such a beautiful thing to see God's people in his house. Blessed is the Lord of the harvest. For the harvest is truly plenteous. Therefore, pray ye unto the Father, the Lord of the harvest, that he may send forth laborers into the harvest. For the harvest is truly great, but the laborers are few. I say to you today, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Be thankful for another beautiful day that God has bestowed upon your life. He didn't have to do it, but he did it out of love. And we're thankful for that. We give him glory. We give him honor. And we give him praise. To the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, bloom where you are planted. Bloom where you are planted. This is a very interesting set of scriptures here. There are many, many gold nuggets here that I could dig out. There's some diamonds in the rough. Probably could preach it for a solid year. But if I were a good preacher, Miss Odessa, I would tell you that the central theme of these scriptures would simply be the glory of God. Because of all of God's fingerprints upon it and what it shows us that he's capable of and the things that he has done and the things that he was doing and the things that he was going to do. His fingerprints are all over. If I were a good preacher, I would theologically exegete each and every verse within this text. I would break it down to where even a child would be able to understand. I would confidently give you my philosophical hypothesis in an exhaustive expository form. That is what I would do if I was a good preacher. But however, seminary is still seminary, Miss Jane. And spirit is still spirit, Miss Williams. And the Holy Spirit of God still belongs to God. You can only get it from one place. You can't always get it out of Harvard University. You might not be able to get it with the Cambridge kids or the Harvard harlots. But the Holy Spirit gives unto those as it sees fit. Seminary is still seminary. Hello, somebody. You have to get in where you fit in, Miss Odessa. And if it don't fit, don't force it. Just relax and let it go. I promise you, it'll be greater later. Because you can't lose with what you use. Just do you. Hello, somebody. Oh, it'll be greater later. Bloom where you are planted. Can't lose with what you use. What God has for you is for you. You are a child of the Most High God. And you are a seed of the nations of Abraham. Just go ahead and bloom where you planted it. That's all you have to do. If God puts his hands on you and plants you, stay there. You'll come up after a while. He'll exalt you in due time. Stay humble. Sit down. It's coming. He's the Father of time. Hello, somebody. We love God because he loves us. However, I am just me. And that's all that I can be. And I want to be all that I can be for God. That's all I want to be. I just want to be all that I can be for God. And I love my Savior. You know why? Because God gave him to us. God did not treat us as our sins deserve. He looked past all of our faults, all of the wrongdoings, all of our lascivious living. He looked past our faults and met our needs with Jesus Christ. He didn't have to do it, but he surely did it, and I'm thankful that he did it. Jesus saw beyond the cross to the glory that would follow. He says so in Luke 24 and 26. He knew what was coming. He's omniscient. He says, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? He knew he had to die. He knew he had to go to Calvary. He knew he had to raise again after 3 days. He knew he had to shed blood on Calvary to wash away the sins that we were wallowing in. It's his blood that washed us as white as snow. It's this Lamb of Resurrection that made it possible for the way that we have to go. Hello, somebody. This is Bible, people. We're talking about Jesus in here. You know, it's a shame when we can't holler for God. Looking unto Jesus is what we do. We have to. He's our only help. I want you to see something here. I am what I am, but it's because of God. Now, Jesus saw all of these things. He saw beyond the cross to the glory that would follow. And Jesus told us that he would have to die to enter in his glory. But we as believers, Ms. James, we as Christian believers, we continually are looking forward unto Jesus. We're continually looking to him, because if we're looking unto Jesus, he's the author and the finisher of our faith. Is he not? Who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross and despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God for us. He didn't have to do it. We can look unto Jesus when things get a little rough. Oh, yeah, we can look unto him because he's good to us. He did it for us, so to God be the glory for the great things that he has already done. Now, if we are seeds of Abraham, of a seed now, of itself, is weak and is useless. But when it's planted, it dies and it germinates. Is that right? It becomes fruitful. Okay, well, the fruit doesn't fall far from the tree. I heard David say, I'll be planted like a tree by the rivers of water, which bringeth forth his fruit in his own season. And his leaf also shall not wither. Bloom where you planted. Hello, somebody. If we are the seed of Abraham, I want you to know this. God giveth seed to the sower. Is that right? God giveth seed to the sower, and he giveth bread to the eater. Is that right? Well, Paul planted in Apollo's water, but it was God that gave the increase. Hello, somebody. It was God that gave the increase. Bloom where you planted. And one thing about it, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. But I want you to understand something there. Jesus Christ is the living word of God. And not only that, he's also the bread of life. And we're thankful for the bread that falls from the master's table. Hello, somebody. Talking about Jesus Christ. Christ is all I know. I don't know nothing else. Don't want to know nothing else. Man can't live by bread alone. My Lord, my God. My Lord, my God. For a seed, Miss James. There's both beauty and bounty when a seed dies and fulfills its purpose. Paul said it like this in Romans 8 and 28. He said, we know that all things work for the good for them that love God, to them that are called to his purpose, right? To him that are called, everybody has a purpose. I heard Pastor preach it the other day. He said, everybody in here has a unique skill set. Everybody in here can do something that the other one cannot do. We all have purpose. Don't matter how bad that boy is or that girl, it's some good in him because God is in him. It's some good in everybody. Oh, yes, it is. Just go ahead and bloom the way you planted. Amen. God is there. He's able to handle you. It doesn't matter what you bring to him. It ain't nothing too hard for God. Wherever you plant it, just bloom right there. If a seed could talk, we know Jesus used parables all the time. He showed us the parable of the mustard seed. Is that not right, Brother Eli? He showed us the parable with the mustard seed. Now, it says, if a seed could talk, it would no doubt complain about being put into the cold, dark earth. But the only way it can achieve its goal and its purpose is by being planted by the hand of God. Are you with me? Stay rooted and grounded in Jesus Christ and bloom where you planted. Hello, somebody. It's all good. It's all good. See, God's children are like seeds. They're small and insignificant, but they have life in them. They have God's life in them. All right? But however, that life can never be fulfilled unless we yield ourselves to God and permit him to plant us. Go ahead and bloom where you are planted. God has his hand on you. He's guided you down here to his prayer house. You are here for a reason. There is a purpose for you being here. He wants to plant you in good ground. He does not want you to fall on stony ground. He doesn't want you to get burned and scorched up and not grow. Lord have mercy. Bloom where you planted. He wants you to grow. Hello, somebody. We must die to self so that we may live unto God. That's right. We must take off corruption and put on incorruption. We must take off mortality and put on immortality. Those are the things that we have to do to be pleasing in the sight of God, that he can use us the way he needs to use us. We must die to self in order to live to God. And the only way to a fruitful life is to follow Jesus Christ in death, burial, and resurrection. When we come down the aisle and we're waving the white flag, what do? We surrender. We give over to everything that we have. Pastor takes us and we go down beneath the water to represent the burial. And we get the changing. And when we come up out of the water, that is our resurrection. Then it's time for a new life. You have to follow Jesus. That is what the baptism represents. It represents the burial and the resurrection. Those are the things that we need to do. In my mind's eye, there's a beautiful setting in my mind's eye, and I can see Jesus using the image of a seed to illustrate great spiritual truth, that there is no glory without suffering. None. See, the disciples suffered trials, tribulations, and temptations. They were tried on every end, and they carried their crosses along with Jesus. And they died some horrible deaths. Some of them were beheaded like Paul. Some of them, like John, was boiled alive. Some of them was ran through with the sword. Some was like Peter was crucified upside down. But they carried their cross. They carried it, Brother Lawson. They didn't lay it down. They picked it up and they took it with them everywhere that they went. They died some horrible death. And there is a cross. There's a cross for me and there's a cross for you. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and the whole world go free? God forbid. You have a purpose in life. Bloom where you plant. Wherever God puts you at, that's where he wants you to be. There is no glory without suffering. There is no fruitful life without death. There is no victory without surrender of soul. There is no grace without humility. There is no mercy without love. There is no gain without pain. Bloom where you plant. Hello, somebody. If God so desires to plant you in a rose garden, bloom where you plant. If God so desires to plant you in an olive garden or in a concrete jungle, bloom where you are planted. I heard Jesus say, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth fruit, and fruit don't fall far from the tree. Hello, somebody. If it bring forth fruit, that's what you want, baby. He said, he that taketh not his cross and follow after me, he is not worthy of me. He that will save his life shall lose his life. He that will lose his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. Hello, somebody. I am crucified with Christ, and nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And in this life that I live now in the flesh, I live by the Son of God who loved me, who gave his life for me. He gave his life a ransom for many. Hello, somebody. Ain't nobody like Jesus. For Christ I live, for Christ I'll die. For to live is Christ, and to die is gain. And to be absent from this old body is to be present with the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Blessed is the name of the Lamb. Ain't God all right? I say, ain't God all right? Hadn't God been good to you? He was good to you when he woke you up this morning. Ain't he all right? Oh, I know he's all right. Ain't God all right? Glory, glory to the Lamb of God. Yeah, he's all right. He's a lover of my soul. He won't leave me, and he'll never forsake me. This same Jesus hung, died, and bled on a cross out on a hill called Calvary. His blood has washed as white as snow. Doesn't matter if they was a scarlet or crimson, we are white as snow. I'm so thankful this morning. I'm so thankful to have a Savior like that. Bloom where you planted. Wherever God places you, that's where you're supposed to be. The doors of this great church is now open. You may come by letter. You may come as candidate for baptism. You may come by the unction of the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit move your heart. There's nobody like Jesus. No, nobody like Jesus. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? Everything you need, God has. Everything you desire, God has.
Jesus, oh, man.
The Lord is always blessing.
All my trouble.
He's always giving you another chance.
Will be
over. Don't let Jesus pass you today. You're not promised tonight. You're not promised this evening. You're not promised in the morning.